30 Things I Love About Myself by Radhika Sangani, read by Riya Malhotra Mukhtar. Nina wasn't big on symbolism, but she couldn't ignore the fact that this was not a very good sign. Her 29th year hadn't gone as planned, so she'd been desperately hoping that her 30th would be an improvement. No, not hoping. She needed it to be. Only so far, it looked like this was going to be her worst year yet. The drama had started when she came across the activists on her way home, a group of loud, jovial women walking with thermoses and placards. Nina had been staring enviously because she had never been to a protest before, even though she'd seen Billy Elliot 4 times, once even in the West End. And she always felt that it was something she needed to tick off her bucket list. So when one of the women asked her to hold her placard for a moment, assuming that Nina was also marching against the council's unfair closure of a local centre to help refugee women, Nina had decided that this was her miner's moment. The cause was perfect. As a brown woman, supporting refugees was basically in her blood, and the demonstration was conveniently going past her flat. It was time for her to take a stand. Within minutes, Nina was sharing tea from the protesters' flasks and agreeing heartily that the council, yeah, they had their priorities wrong. She was so inspired by the convivial atmosphere that she even started up a Save Our Centre chant, barely taking in the fact that a bunch of angry-looking men had joined the march. For the first time in a month, surrounded by her new friends, with a bag of cheesy chips and a falafel in her hand, Nina had forgotten how miserable she was.